All right, who has a praise to share? Sherry, go ahead.
I had a hard time doing my grandkids, and I just see my friend Lisa back here. Feeling better.
All right, other praises. Josh, go ahead.
Well, I've been reading history of churches from Lister Hudson and about how the Roman Catholic Church started and all the prosecution of the Baptist Church. It wasn't called Baptist time, but anyway. The praise is that God put me in this time.
I did hear.
And not
in that. Alarms, all my windows are alarmed.
Yeah.
After reading that, I just... No, you don't realize how fortunate we are to be in this country at this time.
Absolutely.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah. I have a praise. I was doing a project at the house that I needed to get done, and it's about a half a day's work. Only took me 3 days to get it done. Somehow managed to knock out our well in the process. But the well guy called me back, and he'll be available to get me parts today. So, Lord willing, we'll have water by the end of the day. So, we'll see. And I want to praise the Lord for water. Having plenty of water on tap, instant, something we take for granted big time. Yeah. Sherry, go ahead.
And I'll praise the Lord for air conditioner. My air conditioner went out at the house. Yep. The landlord won't even answer my call. My son went and bought me a little portable to put in my bedroom, so at least my bedroom's cool.
That's cool.
But I praise him for it.
That's praise. Clarissa.
I would praise God that for his protection and the school where Caleb was going to school at, because of everything that was going on with us, was under attack. And praise God that that is completely closed for them, and that, you know, the devil didn't win, of course. And so I want to praise him for that. And I also want to praise him for a husband who knows how to do all kinds of things. Like, we had a leak
dig holes.
Our water, there was a break in the line somewhere between our house and the sidewalk, and they said it was on our side, and I was like, surely this is going to cost us so much money. But he spent all day and found it and fixed it, and he just knows how to do so many things. I'm so grateful. Like, he hates to do it, but he knows how to do it, so.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
Nothing like a handy husband.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frances.
I was just going to add, I was grateful for her. She got to come to my house while he was doing everything.
Yeah, I was grateful I had somewhere to go to.
Yeah.
But he looked a little sun-kissed this morning.
Yeah. We got to spend a whole day together. We went to the music festival and did all kinds of fun stuff. The kids swam. And
that's awesome.
I had a great day. You know, he didn't. But he got to.
Yeah, and I want to also praise him because days are getting better, easier for me.
Yeah, amen.
And my situation. So.
Yeah, you're in a tough time.
I am.
But there is a scripture for that somewhere. I can't remember where it is. It's something like, this too shall pass, but, you know.
1 Peter 5:7. That's mine.
Okay.
Give it to God.
Amen. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
It's one of the greatest promises he gives us. That's my favorite. It's all over my hours.
Yeah. All right. Who else? Jerry.
Yeah, I was real slow this week, but I got a lot of rest.
Amen. We bought an RV, and being the way I do things, it's not a new one or anything too close to that, and it needs a lot of work. And I fixed the refrigerator without having to call you. Me and YouTube got it back on.
Plugged it in.
Well, actually, I did that too, but that's not what the problem was. That electrical work I did was to install a 50-amp line to an RV plug. And got that done, and it worked the first time. I checked it, tested it, everything works fine. there was a YouTube video on a guy dealing with it. That is exactly the same problem I have. Hi, Eva.
Good morning, everyone.
We're taking praises. Do you have one?
I certainly do.
This is your chance to share it and glorify the Lord with it.
Did anybody else hear that already? Well, the praise that I have, I've been taking these classes. And all thoughts that I had before in my mind was revealed to me that I really didn't know what I was doing. And, wow. And the question was asked of me, and I answered it. And I answered it as truthfully as I knew how to answer it. And at that moment, I knew I was lost. And I knew following that, when the question was asked of me, do I believe and do I, not just do I believe, but do I have trust? And the key word was trust.
Yeah.
Amen. That Jesus died for me. The Holy Spirit took over me. And you didn't look like the same person.
Well, it would take the Holy Spirit to make me better looking.
I was in amazement.
It's an unexplainable
thing. And I just praised God, and I just knew at that time I felt different.
Yeah.
Amen. And I looked in the mirror. I didn't look any different. I just knew that my heart was different. And I just want to thank you for the class, and I will continue. And I just need to be a part of it.
You are.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was definitely a great
praise. Yeah, that was.
I think frequently when we visit a church, like, we kind of assume that everybody's saved already that's in the church, but you're not the only person who believed you were saved.
Yeah. Yeah. Me. Yeah. Yeah. A long time.
You got saved, you know,
March.
Yeah. I thought I was saved the whole time. Grew up in church, went to church. And like you, that Holy Spirit comes through you at a moment. It's unexplainable what it feels like. I
Amen. There is one word that describes it. That one word is peace. That's what God says. He says, now, we have peace with God. It's a wonderful thing. Go ahead, Bob. What's your praise, buddy?
Sometime this month, I will be going up in the Houston. They're going to take a CAT scan, make sure I got my brain. But what they're going to be looking at is my ear. And they're going to figure out how to get this left channel working again.
All right.
So I'll be able to hear everything you're all talking about.
Alright.
So, you know, hopefully that'll
take my word for it. Hearing everything is not what it's cracked up to be. Jeannie, go ahead, buddy. Girl.
I'm sorry. Carly and I were able to have a date.
Oh.
We haven't been able to do it in months, and it was nice to
meet you. Marley, go.
No, it wasn't this cold. It was
let's go. Let's move on before this becomes a few. Go ahead, Harley.
No, nothing about the date. I'm going to praise God because Friday I was able to call my mother. She got to celebrate her 70th birthday.
Nice.
I'm praising God because she was medically retired 8 years ago, so every day she gets is borrowed time. And I'm just praising God that she's got to have it.
Amen. Well, let me remind you that we're all on borrowed time.
That's right.
Go ahead, Brenda.
I just praise the Lord that on Friday I got to go to see my daughter and two grandkids, and my grandson's second birthday was on Friday. He just turned two. Starting to go through the little terrible two stuff. It's this wonderful thing, those grandbabies.
Yeah. Christine.
So, Lane had kind of a rough patch the last 2 weeks at school. Just kind of acting up, not really being himself. I guess he was letting the influence of other kids kind of get
pushed. Actually, that is himself.
Yes, I know.
He's his father's son. Yes. That is himself.
Oh. Normally, he has to please the teacher and, you know, be good. And he does have Josh tendencies, so he's kind of here and there and all over the place. But the last 2 weeks seemed to be really, really rough. And he was getting on yellow almost every day. And his teacher was like, okay, he's getting demerits. And we were like, okay, we need to work together. Huh?
My little man.
Yeah. It was so bad. We had a talk, and he was grounded. Never grounded him before. We had a grounding last week. And then we told him that he needed to have a better week this week. And we worked in conjunction with him and the teacher and just giving little praises for things that he was doing. And he got on blue the entire week. And that kid was so ecstatic to go to the car wash every day he got blue, or to do little things every time he got blue. And so it was just a blessing to see that he changed. And within that, he changed his whole attitude that whole week. It was like having...
Well, children are supposed to be well-grounded.
I want to second that phrase in that the teacher, when we reached out to the teacher, she was immediate, responsive, and jumped on it. It's awesome to have good teachers.
Amen. Them, so. They're priceless.
Yeah.
Lisa.
I have a few. The one is parents who love the Lord and who want their children not to be conforming because they're going to get punished if they don't, but transformed because they know it's the right thing to do. And I am hearing a little bit more about it lately.
We're actually going to discuss that in class today. That's on the agenda.
And another one is that that my pain level is like maybe a 6 right now, and I've had a lot of days of 9, and so
I'm
really happy.
Amen. I actually have another praise, too, and that is that I finally got an appointment for this hard cath to take place, which is this Thursday morning coming up. Now all I need to do is for the Lord to control the doctors and figure out how to find the thing and fix it.
And there are other options for improvement after.
If I get no improvement at all, I've had a really good run, and what I'm able to do even as I speak is pretty wonderful. And so whatever the Lord gives me, I'm more than happy and thankful for right now. That's how that is. Yes, Eva. Yes, ma'am.
I got a new born on base.
Yes, you do.
That I won't forget. It is etched in my brain. So I'm thankful for God for my new born on day.
Amen. Can't have a birth without a birthday. And yours was last Tuesday. Praise the Lord. At what, 5:17 in the afternoon? If I remember right, 5:17 or 5:27. I wrote it down, so I'm trying to see the page where I wrote it down. We think in pictures. Sometimes they're not great, but that's what we got.
I think that's Herman's wrong page.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the color doesn't work really well, but anyway. Who else? There's got to be another praiser too. Camilla.
Well, I'm still praising God for helping me find this church. It just, the new just doesn't wear off. I'm still just as excited as I was in the beginning. It's just the best church of
the... It'll wear off, but that's okay. Well, it is different here. You and everybody else is here are the testament to that. You know, most people that come would not see all that much of a difference, but the difference is there's two major differences here. One, the biggest one and the most important one, is love. We love each other. We do. And we're learning to do it better as time goes on. But the other major difference is doctrine. We do not veer from doctrine over convenience or over opinion or over what people think they want. The Bible says to preach the truth in love. And that's what we have to do.
And that's the major difference here, is you preach the word, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I've never been to a church that teaches the Bible as much or like this church does. Yeah. I mean, the preacher gets up and preaches, and you might understand what he's talking about, you may not, and that was it. They didn't have the home teams. They didn't
Well, I appreciate the gratitude for that, but we have even more than that to be grateful for. There are two other preachers besides me in this church, and more coming up, which don't even know it yet. The two that we have are doctrinally sound men.
Yep.
They're not just parroting what they've heard me say or teach. They know what they're talking about. And they own those truths that they're preaching. Find one of them in a church anywhere is about up there with the parting of the Red Sea as far as miraculous is concerned. And rare. To find three, well, you just figure out what that's worth to you. Because there's three here. And more coming up all the time. You can find any size church you want. But to find that is very rare. It is. When you go on vacation and you visit a church and you come back, everybody that does says the same thing when they get home. Everybody does. And I do recommend that if you go on vacation, you do go to church while you go. Do not take a vacation from Jesus. That is not a good recommendation. All right. Any other praises before we get into this? Vicki.
I just want to praise God for this church and for our church family. They're always, there to love and support in whatever the situation may be. And I praise God for the wonderful world that He gave us and for allowing us to have the health and the fortitude to be able to do what we need to do to take care of things.
Amen. Yes, Amanda.
That God led us to a church that gets the gospel correct.
Amen. That reminds me of something that's kind of come up lately. It's not like a big problem we got to deal with this. Or no, there's none of that. It's what we have in Christ. Some of our members are very aware of it. Some are not so much yet, but I'm hoping that we all can get a hold of this truth. You all know that you need the Lord in your life every day.
Amen.
And you need His blessings, and you need fellowship with Him, and you need to spend time in the Word. John says, I'm writing these things to you that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We need fellowship. What's the first thing John said that he wanted us to have?
Fellowship.
fellowship
with
us. Some of you have not gotten a hold of the value of your church yet. Some have, some haven't. You know where you are better than I do. I just see it. Your church, each other, the body. The body isn't some big something out there somewhere. The body of Christ is sitting right here in this room. We are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Being a part of this body allows you to reach out with the arm of Jesus, literally, to others all around. What you do with your church, your attitude toward your church, what you do in and of and by and through your church is what you do with Jesus. I hope you get a hold of that. I have given, Lisa and I have given our lives to this church. Because that's how we give our lives to Christ. It's the same thing. It's not how we live out there and who we are out there. This is who we are. The church, and I learned this early on as a Christian, my church is the dead center of my life. And everything else in my life revolves around that center. You say, well, shouldn't your church, shouldn't your life, your center be Jesus? It's the same thing. The church is Jesus with skin on. I hope you get a hold of this. Unto Him be glory in the church. I painted it on the wall. It's not just a saying. It's how we glorify God. Oh, there's lots of people glorifying the Lord. They say they're doing good things. They think that everything good that they do, or when they refrain from sin, or when they don't kill anybody, or they don't commit this, that, or the other, that they're glorifying God. That's not what glorifying God is. Unto Him be glory through the church. Every other good thing that men do, men are going to get the credit for. Men are going to take the credit for it. You're going to give them the credit for it, even when they don't ask. But what's done through the church? And it's the only place on the planet that's like this. There's no other thing anywhere in the universe like this. Every good thing is done through the church. Eva's going to heaven. She would give me credit for it if she didn't know better, but she does already. Why is Eva going to heaven? She's going to heaven because of the church. Well, you say, well, she's going to heaven because of Jesus. And that's true. But you take the church away, is she going to heaven? Who was there to tell her? Where was there for her to go? You understand? It's the same thing. Unto Him be glory in the church. Your church is the greatest physical asset you have in this world. My heart's desire is that you could get a hold of that and sink your teeth into it and understand it and live it. This is it, folks. When the Bible says we've been set together in heavenly places, there's nothing like heaven on this earth except for your church. You know, I hesitate to say this is what heaven's going to be like, but this is more what heaven's going to be like than anything else in your life or that you can be exposed to. This is it. So, if you haven't fallen in love with your church yet, well, you need to fall in love with your church. Amen. All right. Any other praises? I praise God for my church. I mean, praise the Lord. I was a member before I was your pastor. I didn't come here to be the pastor. I was put here. God sets the members in the body as it pleases Him. And every member is necessary. Everyone. As soon as Liam is able to trust Jesus and get saved and baptized, he's going to be a necessary member of this church. He's already preaching. All right, other praises. This is your last shot. We're going to get into this. So our text today is Proverbs 31, verse 27. Yeah, well, you never know, but
I have notes all the way back from this book starts in July of 21, and we're in Proverbs chapter 22.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, this virtuous woman, she's something else. I'm telling you, this gal. It says here that beauty is vain, but she's been looking better and better this whole time we've been studying this, so. I'm going to read this whole thing. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil. There are two sides. All the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth and she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And then verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. The second part of that verse talks about the fact that she is not lazy. Eateth not the bread of idleness. You think there's a certain bread that she's like gluten-free or something, she doesn't eat that bread? Or do you think that's a metaphor?
It's a metaphor.
But this one, the discussion topic is, she looketh well to the ways of her household. We are living in a generation that the kids are more apt to be running most households than the parents. This woman looks well to the ways of her household. What's that mean? I mean, it means there is a multitude of truth and meaning in that sentence. But what are we talking about specifically? Larissa?
Me, it's that things are in order. You know, like that God's husband and children.
Okay.
You know, all right. Me, like, that was something I had to learn from scripture, that, you know, the kids don't come first.
Yeah.
And I think that's not a natural thing for people to, I mean, naturally people, mothers want to put their kids first.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to learn that from scripture, that your husband comes first. And that's what's best for the kids.
Yeah. The ways for her household consists of each of the children and the husband. Or does it consist of the husband and each of the children?
Right, husband and each of the children. Yeah.
That's what the Bible teaches. Well, if you knew my husband, you wouldn't. Well, I may not know your husband, but the Lord knows your husband. And He knows your heart. I think of the ways of the household. The way is, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, if you looked up the word, it's talking about a road. It's talking about a direction you're traveling. It's the way. The ways of her household. Where are your children headed? Not necessarily. Anybody have children that went away that you didn't go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish, yeah, Clarissa.
Teaching priorities, because a lot of times, like, we can get caught up in the world and, like, want to let our kids do, you know, sports on Sundays and take them out of church, or let them do special events that take them, you know, not putting the priority on being in God's house and putting the priority on doing whatever they want to do. And that's a way that we're responsible for teaching them.
The Lord of this world will give you 100 different good things to do,
yeah,
besides bringing your family to God's house to worship, okay, the Lord. And some of them are very attractive, very well pointed, very well represented. Well, how could this be wrong? I never really had so much of the issue in our house, but I've seen signs on kids' room, on their door, do not enter. They want their privacy. Well, I mean, the world, that's what the world is teaching them. The world, yeah, the world teaches them that they have a right to their privacy. Yeah, go ahead, Amanda.
I can share, like, I guess my life is a prime example of, like, before dinner ran the home, when it was just me and her for a few years.
Yeah.
And my mindset was always, but she's sad when I'm disciplining her, so I'm not going to do it, because I don't want to see my kids sad. And it showed in her behavior and mine, and the house was, it was just me, her, and my mom for about 3 years. But when Mike came into my life, he was showing me, and I would stand back and not fight him on the discipline, because I fought him on discipline for a while, like, no, it's going to hurt her feelings. And I just step back and I watch, and she is happier than ever, hugging and kissing him after she was disciplined.
Yep.
And her behavior is changing.
Boy, I'm telling you, it is.
I put her with a paddle, and I write, I love you on it. And it's just crazy how God's word is true.
Dana, ever since she's been here with you, has hardly wanted to speak to me. I'm big, scary, bag of rules or something. And last Sunday, she asked me to take her to the playground. And I did. And she was the sweetest little girl you ever was around. I sat there and leaned up against the swing because I couldn't do anything. I'm just out of breath. But she was just swinging, and we were talking and just listening, and she just smiled the whole time.
She's awesome.
Yeah, sweet little girl. Where'd this sweet little girl come from?
Total difference from camp last year.
She looketh well. She's making sure that things are well with her family.
I think it's also talking about how, you know, God is the head and the husband and then the wife, but the husband is not there to actually run the household during the day. He's in the gate where he's supposed to be, and he has to know that he can trust his wife to run the household within the parameters that they have set, the Lord and the husband, mm-hmm, and he trusts her to look over everything in the way that he would do it if he were there, and to be his second hand while, and to know that his house is being run well while he is, so that he can take care of his business as he should, because he can't do what he needs to do if he's worried about how things are going at home.
Well, that's true, but you suppose he ever came home and heard that, hey, all you had to do is sit in the gate all day. You didn't have to be here with these screaming kids.
I mean, he might have heard that.
Huh? He might have heard that, yeah.
He was married to a woman, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, she looketh well to the ways of her household. That verse could go... Actually, there's no place that verse can't go.
Yeah.
Lisa, go ahead.
When
good way that she looks well to the ways of her household is, you know, when the kids come in from school and stuff like that, you don't just pepper them with questions because they didn't learn anything and nothing happened. And, you know, it was just a school day. But then when you sit down with a snack and no electronics, you get all these conversations, even in the middle of the night. I can't tell you how many conversations I had, especially with Nathan and Andrew, on the staircase in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Even, you know, if they came in at curfew and Pop was sleeping, I was always waiting, and you just let them talk.
Yeah.
And that's a real important way to look.
Yeah.
Sadly, the reverse of that.
Listening is an art.
For the wives, because the husband doesn't usually come in and say, "Hey, how was your day? What was your favorite part of your day?"
Yes, I know.
All husbands do that.
Still on the hamster wheel of work without a break.
Got a laundry one.
Yeah.
I think that's common.
Do you understand why husbands don't come in home and say, "How was your day?" Because they're afraid you'll tell. Well, I thought this was going to be a good long discussion today, but we ran out of time already, praising the Lord. So
that's when kids like to talk, when you're dead tired.
Want to be asking you to do?
Yeah, you just want to like go to bed, but no, that's when they want to talk.
How does a leader know that he's really leading? There's only one answer, because there's people following.
Yeah.
If there's nobody following you, you're not a leader. That's how you tell. Are people following you? That's okay. That's all right. But the reason I ask you that question, I'm going to close with this because it's prayer time. She looketh well to the ways of her household. Verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. That's how you tell if you're looking well to the ways of your household.